This is a recording of the Peter Majewski teleconference with iAdvise on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2009, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Good morning and welcome to the Intergroup Financial Services third quarter 2009 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we'll open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as a procedure to follow if you'd like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the floor over to Peter Majewski of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Stephen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intergroup Financial Services third quarter 2009 earnings conference call on this, the 3rd of November, 2009. We are very pleased to have with us from Intergroup Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ernesto Gonzalez Quattrini, Investor Relations Officer, Ms. Claudia Valdivia, Chief Financial Officer of Interseguro, and Mr. Gonzalo Basadre, Investor Manager of Interseguro. They will be discussing Intergroup's results per the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy or of the presentation or earnings release, please visit us or please visit www.ifs.com.pe to download a copy or call us in New York at 212-406-3694. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Intergroup's management are based on information and data currently available and are subject to various conditions that may differ materially. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ernesto Gonzalez Quattrini, Intergroup's Investor Relations Officer. Mr. Gonzalez, you may begin.
Thank you, Pete. I want to welcome all of you to Intergroup's quarterly conference call and thank you in advance for your interest and attention. Operating trends continue to be strong at Intergroup in the third quarter, with net earnings growing 15.9% quarter on quarter and 272.6% year on year, as a result of positive contributions by both subsidiaries. Asset quality and capitalization also remain strong, while efficiency has improved considerably. Regarding our subsidiaries, Interbank and Interseguro, Interbank's net income grew 27% quarter-on-quarter and 147.4% year-on-year, driven by growth in gross financial margin and fee income, as well as a significant betterment in the efficiency ratio, which has improved from 64.8% to 44.9% year-on-year. Interbank's current loan portfolio grew 1.8% quarter-on-quarter, above the market's negative 1.9% result, as a result of slow demand for credit and the Nuevo Sol's appreciation. Interbank's current loans posted 19.1% growth on a year-on-year basis. Higher interest on loans, better investment returns, and lower funding costs resulted in a 78% year-on-year increase in the gross financial margin. Average funding costs fell by 120 basis points during such period. Asset quality and coverage strengthened, with the past due loan ratio improving from 1.7% to 1.6% quarter-on-quarter, and the coverage ratio increasing from 233% to 261%. Interbank's capital ratio also increased from 11.1% to 12.2% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Finally, Interseguro posted net income of 18.3 million soles for the third quarter, a significant improvement from the 16.0 million loss reported in third quarter 08. I would now like to turn the call to Jose Antonio Rosas, Chief Financial Officer of Intergroup, who will be discussing the company's quarterly results in depth. Jose Antonio.
Thank you, Ernesto. Good morning to all. Please turn to page 4 of the presentation to discuss a summary of Intergroup's profit and loss statements. There, we can see that net income multiplied by almost 4 year-on-year, mainly due to an 88% increase in gross financial margin, a 35% increase in fee income, and a 45% decrease in losses from insurance underwriting, partially offset by a 71% increase in provisions. The rise in gross financial margin was due to higher income from loans and investments and lower financial expenses. Fee income increased 35%, mainly due to higher credit card and corporate finance fees at Interbank. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting improved 45% year-on-year, mainly due to lower claims and reserves. Income before taxes rose 204%, and net income attributable to IFS shareholders rose 273%. This higher growth rate in net income was due to a decline in the effective income tax rate from 45% in the first quarter of 2008 to 26% in the third quarter of 2009, due to the reversal of a loss at Interseguro. Since the majority of Interseguro's revenues are tax exempt, the 16 million loss reported in the first quarter of 2008 did not provide a tax credit in that period, while the 18 million net income reported by Interseguro in the third quarter of 2009 was exempt from income tax, thus the reduction in IFRS effective tax rate. Net income rose 16% quarter on quarter, mainly due to a 6% increase in gross financial margin, a 13% decrease in provisions, and a 27% increase in fee income. Please turn to the following page now. In this page, we have a summary of net earnings for Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. We can see that Interbank and Interseguro contributed to Intergroup's strong third quarter. Interbank reported significant earnings growth rates both on a quarter-on-quarter and a year-on-year basis, while Interseguro reversed a loss from the third quarter of 2008 and reported a second consecutive quarter of strong earnings and ROE. The result, Intergroup's ROE was 40% in the third quarter of 2009, significantly above 12% in the same period of last year and 36% in the previous quarter. Now, let's turn to a detailed discussion of Interbank's performance on page 7. In Interbank's summary P&L statement, we can see some of the same trends that we have discussed in Intergroup's performance. Gross financial margin grew 78% year-on-year, driven by higher volumes and yields on loans, higher investment returns, and lower funding costs. The margin grew 5.5% quarter-on-quarter, driven by a higher spread on loans and lower funding costs. Provisions grew 71% year-on-year, but declined 13% quarter-on-quarter as a result of an improvement in the quality of Interbank's retail loan portfolio. Fee income increased significantly both on a quarter-on-quarter and a year-on-year basis, while administrative expenses remained stable quarter-on-quarter and grew at a moderate pace year-on-year. As a result, net earnings increased 27% quarter-on-quarter and more than doubled year-on-year. Please turn to page 8 now. In this page, we see the evolution of Interbank's loans and market share. We can see that loan growth continued to be slow in the third quarter of 2009, affected by low demand for credit and by the appreciation of the nuevo sol and its effect on our dollar-denominated portfolio. Current loans grew 1.8% quarter-on-quarter after declining 2.7% in the previous quarter. Excluding the effects of the appreciation of the nuevo sol, loan growth would have been 3.9% quarter-on-quarter. While this growth figure is low compared to the previous 2 year growth rate, it's still higher than the market's average, which declined 1.9% quarter-on-quarter. As a result, Interbank continues to expand its market share. We have gained 1 percentage point in market share of total loans during the last 12 months, going from 10% of the industry's total loans in the third quarter of 2008 to 11% in the third quarter of 2009. Year-on-year growth in the bank's total loan portfolio was 18%, with similar growth rates in the commercial and retail segments. Next page, please. Total deposits grew 1.9%, a slower growth rate than in the previous year, due to the effect of lower interest rates on time deposits and to the appreciation of the nuevo sol. Excluding the effect of the appreciation of the currency on our dollar-denominated deposits, growth would have been 4.4% quarter-on-quarter. Loans from banks grew 8.7% quarter-on-quarter, driven by increased use of trade funding, and bonds and obligations increased 7.5% quarter-on-quarter as a result of a new subordinated bond issue of almost $50 million placed in July 2009. Let's go to the following page, please. In page 10, we have a discussion of Interbank's gross financial margin. There we can see that gross financial margin rose 78% year-on-year, driven by a 45% increase in financial income and a 21% decline in financial expenses. Year-on-year growth in financial income was driven by a 29% increase in interest on loans and a 300% increase in investment income. The increase in interest on loans was due to a 24% expansion in the bank's average loan volume and an increase of 40 basis points in the average yield, from 14% in the first quarter of 2008 to 14.4% in the first quarter of 2009. The significant increase in investment income was due to realized gains in the sale of financial instruments totaling $43 million in the third quarter of 2009, compared to losses realized during the third quarter of 2008. Most of the realized gains during the quarter were the result of the sale of Peruvian global bonds held by the bank. Financial expenses declined 21% year-on-year as a result of much lower funding costs. Actually, the average funding cost of Interbank fell 120 basis points year-on-year, from 3.7% in the first quarter of 2008 to 2.5% in the first quarter of 2009. This increase more than offset a 16% expansion in the average volume of interest-bearing liabilities at Interbank. The main drivers for the decrease in funding costs were a higher proportion of deposits within the funding mix and much lower short-term interest rates, both in dollars and in euros. Looking at the quarter-on-quarter performance, we can see that gross financial margin increased 5.5% as financial income remained mostly stable while financial expenses declined by 22%. Financial income fell by 0.8% as a 1.9% increase in interest on loans was offset by a 10% decrease in investment income. Interest on loans grew by 1.9% quarter-on-quarter due to an increase of 20 basis points in the average yield and an expansion of 0.4% in the average volume. The decrease in investment income was due to lower realized gains on the sale of financial instruments. We had a strong third quarter, but the second quarter has been much stronger. Financial expenses fell 21% quarter-on-quarter due to a significant decline in the average cost of funding, from 3.2% in the second quarter of 2009 to 2.5% in the first quarter of 2009. The main drivers for this decline were lower rates on time deposits and short-term borrowings. Next page, please. The chart in page 11 shows that Interbank's recurring net interest margin continues in a steady upward trend. The net interest margin increased by a significant 40 basis points quarter-on-quarter as a result of higher loan yields and lower funding costs. Please turn to the following page for the discussion of asset quality and provisions. In the chart on the left of page 12, we can see that asset quality improved during the quarter as the past due loan ratio fell from 1.7% in the second quarter of 2009 to 1.6% in the third quarter of 2009. Provision coverage increased from 233% to 261% of past due loans. The chart on the right shows that the loan provision expense as a percentage of average loans has declined quarter on quarter, from 4.2% of total loans to 3.7% of total loans, as a result of an improvement in the quality of our retail loan portfolio. Next page, please. Interbank's fee income rose 25% year-on-year and 14% quarter-on-quarter, driven by increases in fees from the credit card business and corporate finance fees. Next page, please. In the first chart of page 14, we can see that growth in the bank's distribution network continues to be slower than in the previous 2 years, as anticipated. As a result of the slowing expansion, expenses have stabilized and are growing at a much more moderate pace than in the previous year. Operating expenses rose 12% year-on-year and only 1.8% quarter-on-quarter. This moderate increase in expenses has led the efficiency ratio to improve significantly. from 65% in the third quarter of 2008 and 50% in the second quarter of 2009 to 45% in the third quarter of 2009. Finally, before entering into Interseguro's discussion, I'd like to briefly discuss Interbank capitalization. In the in July of this year, Basel II standards entered into place, requiring establishment of regulatory capital for market and operational risks, which were not in place before the third quarter of this year. Even with new capital requirements, Interbank's capital position has strengthened significantly quarter on quarter, as the BIS ratio has increased from 11.1% to 12.2% of risk-weighted assets quarter on quarter. This increase was due to the capitalization of earnings for during the first half of the year and the issue of new subordinated bonds. And now we are in a much better capital position than we have been in the previous 2 years. Now I would like to hand the call over to Claudia Valdivia, who will discuss Interseguro's performance.
Good morning. Please turn on page 16 of the presentation. The table shows a summary of Interseguro's P&L performance, where we can see a yearly growth in Interseguro's net income of 34.3 million of Mexican soles. On a quarterly basis, Interseguro's net income decreased 20.4%, primarily explained by a higher technical margin loss and a lower investment income. On a yearly basis, Interseguro's growth in net income is explained by a significant improvement on both technical margin and investment income. The improvement in technical margin is a result of a 9.7% decrease in claims because of a better sales mix. Improvement on investment income will be explained later on the presentation. Please turn to the next page. As we can see, premiums decreased 13% quarter on quarter and remain constant year on year. The most relevant changes during the third quarter of 2009 are the following. Annuities premiums decreased 21% quarter on quarter and 6% year on year. This decrease is explained by a market share loss and as a result of lower interest rates offered to our clients. Group life premiums grew 14% year on year, mainly due to an increase of life insurance premiums tied to mortgage credit, which represents 68% of group life premiums. Finally, on page 18, there are some details on Interseguro's investment portfolio and investment income. Interseguro's investment income was 39.8 million nuevos soles in the third quarter of 2009, a significant increase over the third quarter of 2008, but a small decline compared to the second quarter of 2009. The yearly increase is a consequence of growth in all segments. Fixed income and income related to equity and mutual funds increased as a result of the recovery in financial markets. Real estate income increased 19% as a result of rental income and the sale of a property during the first quarter of 2009. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, investment income decreased 7% due to lower gains from fixed income and equity and mutual funds. Interest earned was lower due to a reduction in interest from inflation-linked bonds, as inflation was negative during the quarter. The quarter-on-quarter decline in fixed income was attributable to an unusual high second quarter of 2009 as a reduction in realized gains in fixed income. Interseguro's investment portfolio decreased 3% year-on-year, totaling 1,814 million nuevos soles. Additional funds received were invested mainly in equity and mutual funds and real estate projects. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, the portfolio's value decreased 1.3%. The decline was attributable to the appreciation of the exchange rate from 3.01 nuevos soles per U.S. dollar in June to 2.88 nuevos soles in September.
Now we turn the call to the Q&A session.
At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received, and if at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, press the star key followed by the one key. And our first question comes from Daniel Abbott from Citi. Please go ahead.
Taylor Wood from Citi. Jose Antonio, a couple of questions. The ROE at the group level has been quite impressive over the last two quarters, in the mid to high 40s, with solid contribution from both operating subsidiaries. Sort of a core operating reason for that you highlighted in your remarks, from the lower cost of average cost of funding to stabilization in NPLs and drop in provisions, fee income, operating expenses, and so on and so forth. But clearly, this ROE has been boosted by above normal bond-related gains, some of which you've been realizing over the last couple of quarters, which should suggest that they are not going to be sustainable at that level going forward. So what is the level of ROE that you feel is more sustainable in coming quarters, particularly as we head into 2010? And related to that, your loan growth has not been very pronounced in recent quarters, and expectedly so, given the effects of the global crisis. Are you starting to see any pickup in loan demand in the fourth quarter that we should project into 2010? And what level of loan growth should we work with as an underlying assumption for 2010?
Good morning, Daniel. Regarding your first question about ROEs, certainly our ROE of 40% has been boosted by non-recurring realized gains on our bond portfolio. We do expect that we won't be having more 40% rates during the following quarter, but we do expect to be between the 30 and 35% ROE during the following quarters, as the expectation is that during the next two or three quarters, funding costs will remain low and will contribute to our net earnings. Regarding your second question, it is true that demand for loans has been very slow in the country in general during this year. We have continued with our strong commercial efforts and as a result have gained market share during this period. And we are already seeing a slight pickup in demand. We started seeing it in September, and that has continued during the month of October. And we are seeing more investment projects coming into place and more people taking mortgage loans, particularly as interest rates come down and expectations once again start to become positive. So we do expect that this quarter we'll see a slightly higher loan growth than in the previous three quarters, and are expecting to resume much higher growth rates during 2010. At the moment, we are still fine-tuning our projections, but we are expecting growth of between 15 and 20% in our loan portfolio for next year.
Jose Antonio, just to make sure I understood you correctly, preliminary you are guiding for 15 to 20% loan growth for 2010, that's correct?
We're still not officially guiding, but that's our initial expectation.
And in terms of the ROE, you said that you expect a 30 to 35% level to be sustainable at least for a few more quarters because of the significant improvement on the funding cost.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, thank you for your question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. And our next question comes from Sergio Matsumoto from Santander. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question is on the Interest Seguro. The annuity premium has come down significantly this quarter. And I understand the lower demand on the lower demand side, but could you explain more on the market share losses? My understanding was that you had implemented a better compensation scheme for your sales force and that would have increased your market share. So could you please explain what happened?
The problem was that our competitors have been very aggressive over offering higher interest rates to the market, and in that sense, we lost some market share. Our market share by June was 24.9%, and it fell to around 22.8% by the end of the quarter. So we have made some adjustments to our interest rates offered to our clients, and we expect the situation to change for the last quarter of this year.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your question. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for joining us today for Intergroup's third quarter 2009 conference call. Please contact me if you need any further information. My contact details are included both in the invitation you received for this call and in our company's website at www.ifs.com.pe. We appreciate your time and attention and look forward to your continued interest. Good day to all.